Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
If you believed that there would be a 5% cost of living increase, including the cap, which apparently Dimitroff did, we've been robbing Peter to pay Paul for 3 years on this team. All right, give me a break. Dude, go become a Bears fan. Stop being a Falcons fan. Here's the world we live in, okay? Not the world you want. I'm so sick and tired of the belly aching. New regime, new attitude. Let's see what these guys can do. Julio might not be a part of it. We didn't win anything with Julio. Get over it.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Do I really sound like that?
You do. I love Chris being able to play back things from the show, whether it was a week or a month ago or whatever it might be. That's stuff that you guys might have missed. It's why you need to be here every day for all 5 hours of this program. Hey, man, big shout out.
Real quick, by the way, it is 5 hours. Are you softening your position on the Acuña thing?
No, not at all.
All right. I didn't feel the passion. I thought you were going to go jump on Bob Nightingale with me, and you left me hanging.
Well, no. And here's the deal, and I apologize. I'm never going to kill, whether it's Nightingale, John Heyman, or any of these guys who want to give their opinions on our show, and we're asking them for their
opinions. We don't ambush guys. We don't. I get you.
So I'm never going to do that. But I totally disagree with the perception of what's going on, and we know because we're here. We see this team every night, every day. We cover this team. So when it comes to what we're watching, and this is the thing about being, you know, a national guy, they're trying to pay attention to everything, and they can't be everywhere. So you get tidbits, you talk to people, and we've said this, you know, but there's nothing like us being here. So when you look at the totality of what's happened and how situations have been handled with the Acuña, and again, I go back to the one incident where, ironically, Snitker was the first, well, he was the first or the second guy out of the dugout, but it was Eric Young, our first base coach, who ended up getting suspended for it, and Snitker were the two guys defending Acuña. And this goes back to, you know, why is that happening and no players, none of the, even when Josh Donaldson was here, and I can't, you know, that's water under the bridge. I can't talk about Donaldson now that he's not here, but when he was here, all I heard was he's a badass, he's a tough guy, and then when it went down, he wasn't the first one out the dugout. So who's going to start protecting the best players on this team? And the question I asked is, if this was Freddie or someone else, how would this team be responding? So that's – I'm not backing off of it.
I
think it's crap that people go, well, they're just pitching him inside. All great hitters, hello, get pitched inside.
But again, I mean, again, it's the context of it. Here's a guy that Acuña hit a tape measure shot off of and enjoyed his handiwork, as many players do nowadays, which gets us into the whole new jack baseball versus take your – run quickly with your head down around the base paths and get back in the dugout. And no curtain calls either. You know, I mean, what is this crap? And I just get just to your point about Josh Donaldson. Josh Donaldson is a guy that everybody in the major leagues can't stand, but Braves fans took to him. He was a great guy in the locker room. We made the right decision. We didn't get tagged. We didn't get tagged with a monster contract. That's fine. Let him go. And he had injuries up in Minnesota, and it was the right move by Double A. But how about the fact that when he's doing all his antics, Snitker doesn't say a word. But Snitker's going to put a passively aggressively mention when Freddie's asked about. Well, I mean, he's asked about Freddie and how's Freddie dealing with his contract. He says, well, you know, he hit a home run. He goes around a base pass, keeps his head down, probably, you know, the way he should do it. Like, and immediately I heard, unlike that guy. No, reading
Freddie
something?
Freddie hits a homer and runs around the bases like you should.
Now, I mean, am I hearing things? Am I projecting something that's not there? Am I losing my mind?
No, it pissed me off earlier over the weekend, Mike, when it was sent to me, because I didn't hear it live, okay? The context of how it was. And I was very careful because I said, okay, what is he talking about? Who is he talking about? And then they hear the questioning of when Freddie hits a home run, you know, he's emotionless. He just does what he has supposed to. And then they hear our manager respond that way. Again, who are you talking about when you go supposed to? like he should. You know, he's a professional in how he does things and shows, you know, no reaction. Who are you talking about? I just want to know. Because if it's our guys, then I got a problem with it. If it's the guys you're managing on a daily basis, I have a problem with it. If it's another guy on another team, say that. But he didn't say that. So it was almost like, this is what I prefer. But I don't have a problem with that, Mike. Even if he prefers the way Freddie does it, tell me you back Acuna and Ozuna and the way that these other guys go about their business. I may not like it, but you know what? They're my guys, and I want them to be them.
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe.
Come on, Sid.
Now, again, I didn't expect a passive-aggressive thing from a guy that's 65. But, you know, I mean, I just always felt like Bobby Cox, and we were talking about this with listeners earlier.
You got me going.
That's what I want. I like. No, I'm just getting a lot of guys who are like, no, because we got fired up. We cannot, you know, I don't like to replay something from earlier because you can't, you know, refire that energy because we've been talking for 5 hours. But guys are getting in their cars going, why aren't you talking about it? Well, we did. We're rehashing it. The good news is, let's hope, Carl. It's just purely talking baseball. Let's hope that the freaking unbelievable comeback Saturday night leads to something. I don't want to get more false starts because we thought, you know, Dansby burning the sage and this and that, and then we get swept by Toronto. But let's hope that this really leads to something because that was an unbelievable clutch win, and the late night, late inning clutch stuff, which we haven't been seeing from the Braves, you got over the weekend.
You did. Good game last night. We win the series. I've said this. I like our club. Mm-hmm. I like the addition of Shane Green. That's another area where, you know, Bob Nightingale, I think Shane Green can help this bullpen. I hope he is. I hope this is not just another random million-dollar signing that turns out to be nothing. I think Shane Green wants to be here, and I think he's going to compete. He will help our bullpen. He was a part of a great bullpen last year. The only guy now you look like we're missing, Mike, is Melanson. That's not happening because he's, you know,
he's a Padre.
Yeah. But now you've reassembled some of the pieces that helped you get to the NLCS last year. With all of that said, I like our squad. I don't like the way this team responds when their stars are trying to be intimidated.
Exactly. And it's funny, Bob Nightingale, Chris just said in my ear, yeah, he kind of poo-pooed the whole Shane Green thing. Well, again, 30-some-odd other teams around the big leagues didn't call Shane Green. I'm not how sure quickly he'll get to it. I'll fall on my sword over Carl's Jr. Remember I was talking about why is it Carl Edwards Jr. got a shot? They called him up. He got shelled, and they sent him packing. So, all right. But that just shows you where the Braves have had to kind of deal with this on the fly. Sean Newcomb comes back. Chris Martin comes back. And eventually Shane Green will get, you know, implemented as a bullpen guy. I think that's good news.
I do too, man. We got plenty more to get to. The latest with what Tom Brady's talking about. Let's get to the top three. Top 3 at 6 brought to you by New Realm Brewing Company's Hoptropolis IPA, an American IPA with tropical fruit, floral, citrus, and stone hop aromatics, guys. Hoptropolis IPA, tropical allure, juicy hop bliss. We're talking about the Hawks. I want to start there because there's some breaking NBA news. Jalen Green of the Celtics, Mike, local product, by the way, out for the rest of the season. Torn wrist. Is that correct? The ligament in his wrist is torn?
Yeah, Jaylen Brown out for the season with a wrist injury, a torn wrist, a ligament in there. That's not good news for the season.
Well, wow. Here's the deal. The Celtics, if you look at the standings, they're battling too. They're trying to, you know.
Hang on. Yeah. Avoid the play-in game.
Big time. So, yeah, Jaylen Brown. I apologize. Jalen Green's another guy that played in the league. But Brown, who is a local product, out. That is a huge blow for the Celtics now.
One of the teams that the Knicks have to play down the stretch, by the way.
I think they play in the last game of the season.
Yeah, we lose the tiebreaker to the Knicks by virtue of head-to-head. They beat us all three. But, yeah, in this case, we get the Wizards tonight. And, again, no Bradley Beal. We'll talk more about that coming up. But we get the Wiz twice. We get, Houston and the Magic. They get the Lakers, the Knicks do tomorrow. San Antonio. And then a back-to-back Charlotte and then Boston, to your point, to finish the season. So, I mean, how important is the home court for you in this COVID world where we won't be at capacity? We'll have more people in there. Yeah. And I wish, with all due respect, we'll talk to Steve about this on Friday. I understand that there's still people that aren't comfortable doing this or that. But when you see what the Braves are able to do and the crowd responding, man, I would love to have a packed house at State Farm for those that are feeling safe to really create a vibe for this team. When you know you're not going to get that in New York right now.
I'm with you, Mike. I totally agree. And I would prefer the four. Just we're good at home. I mean, guys, we're 21-11 at home. We might be 22-11 after tonight. Mm. Speaking of tonight, Hawks do play the Wizards. Now, Mike just mentioned Bradley Beal won't play tonight. He probably won't play Wednesday. They say at least a couple of games, but they still have Russell Westbrook. Nate McMillan talked about his team getting ready for the playoffs. This was on Andy and Randy.
Once you get into the playoffs, you know, all the teams are going to be good. It doesn't make a difference. You know, like 1 through 8 is going to be it's going to be tough. So, you know, we face all of these teams, and we know how we played against them. What we want to do is get into the playoffs.
That's it. Just get in the dance. Mm-hmm. Let's see where we end up. Hey, we talked to Jason Longshore today as well. That interview's on Odyssey.com if you want to go check it out. Mike, you said it. A draw that felt like a loss, right?
Yeah, I mean, they are an expansion team, but they've got some good things going on down here in Miami. Remember last year, last year put a team together, but this year things are turning. Great goal from Joseph. Joseph's first goal since 2019. It was a thing of beauty. It was vintage Joseph. And unfortunately, Carl, we had too many of those. I got him, you got him, I got him. And they also forced the issue, but a late goal in the 77th minute. We're stuck with a draw, but I think Jason agrees that we are seeing signs. And if you do like the attack, high risk, high reward, you're getting that from Gabby Heinze.
Yes, you are, guys. They play again, full capacity, first time at Mercedes-Benz.
Can't wait.
Saturday against Montreal. Hey, while we're talking football, we're going to talk about Tom Brady and some other things in NFL. Falcons rookie camp starts this week, Thursday. We'll be talking more about it as we get closer to the end of the week. But Zach Wilson, Jets quarterback, talked about their rookie mini camp.
It was a lot of fun. It was fun to get back to playing ball and meeting some of the guys. I think just getting used to the differences from college and the NFL, obviously learning all the new plays, getting used to throwing to different guys, the speed of the game is a little bit different. And then of course the field, is different as far as the hashes and numbers go. So it was good just to get back after it.
Mm. Don't know what he's going to be, but apparently his teammates have taken to him in New York and, they've got the process started. We'll see. We'll see.
Right.
Hey, man, we didn't mention this, but Bob Baffert, Mike, denies the steroid allegations with the horse over the weekend.
Yeah, the good news is if you had Medina Spirit, you still get to hold on to that winning ticket. I mean, hopefully you cashed it in. You don't, if you had the second place, win place show, you don't get to win now, Carl. It's basically like, sorry, no second place winner. Bob Baffert has had over 24 horses test positive for drugs over 30 years. I was reading the Racing Form website. He's always been on the edge. I always thought it was player hating. Maybe this guy has been dirty this whole time.
Yeah, he's considered the greatest trainer of a generation, but I think he's dirty. Mm. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about what's going on with the NFL.
The most important story of the day.
All right, lots going on around the NFL, and Mike and I have been talking about all the things, including we talked about our Falcons rookie, minicamp that starts this week. But, Mike, you want to get into some of the things that Tom Brady was talking about.
Yeah, I read this in Football Morning in America from Peter King this morning, which is kind of like the go-to every week, and, it's always football season. But you and I were talking about it. I mean, when there's a new regime that comes in, I know that you have a guy like Randy McMichael or Hugh Douglas who's been through the wars. They might say, it is what it is. You don't need it. But as a fan, I just still feel I wish I could get everybody together under one roof at the same time, putting the work in. Not going to be the case with the Falcons. As far as off-season workouts, Tom Brady urging players to boycott off-season workouts, Carl, apparently on a conference call with the Players Association. The Boston Globe initially had the story, Brady urging players to not be at the team facilities. Quote, we shouldn't have overly competitive drills in May and June. He said there's no blanking pro baseball player that's throwing 95 per hour in the middle of December. Just because we've had off seasons that way for 20 plus years doesn't mean that's the best thing for the health and well-being of players. Brady went on to say the point is there's a better way to do it, and they're not open to that. There needs to be negotiations for everyone, not just what only works for coaches, what only works for the owners.
So is he right? Is he a little bit right?
I mean, I think he's a little bit right, but I mean, this is in the contract. I mean, but it is also voluntary. Now, what's interesting, and Peter King goes into kind of, I don't want to get wonkish on you, but he goes into the detail of, Carl, in addition to the guys like Tom Brady who make a gazillion, not everybody makes a gazillion. You got guys that are making the league minimum or making somewhere in between. They get a per diem of about $235 a day if you're working out. He says, one club official told Peter King, how about the guy making the minimum who has to work out anyway? He's got a contract bonus, about being there. If he lives in the city he plays in, he goes to the team facility, he basically picks up an extra grand over the course of the week. That's gets true. Breakfast, lunch, a healthy breakfast. He can watch tape with the coaches. Some guys need that money in the offseason. There's a lot more guys than the dude's making $7, $10, or $15 million, he said to Peter King.
I do agree with that. And by the way, there are way more of those guys than there are the Tom Brady's of the world. So
otherwise, the salary cap would be $500 million for every team.
Yeah, I mean, so when you put it in that perspective, so here's the deal. I mean, some people will see this, Mike, as Tom Brady just, you know, being and whining and, you know, oh, well, he doesn't have to show up or he doesn't have to do this. I don't necessarily agree with him speaking for everybody because, as you just said, everybody's circumstances are different, right? Mm-hmm. Now, if they said, if Tom Brady said, well, look, for me, this is, I don't think this is what we should be doing. But when you encourage, and you're Tom Brady, by the way, when you encourage others, hey, you guys shouldn't be doing this, guys are going to listen. And this could become a problem between the Players Association and the league. And I think there already is a rift, Mike. I think there's already this thing that's going on, like the underbelly of what's happened last year, and then guys saying, hey, I'm not going to be there this year. I really think there's already that something is brewing. But not to the point where we're going to have a work stoppage or anything like that. But I do think it may affect how players and organizations deal with things moving forward and what's going to be okay and what's not going to be okay.
Right.
And so it's one of those deals. Like if you asked us right now, guys, you're listening and you go, well, how big of a deal is this? It's only a big deal if you have a bunch of guys around the league who decide to do exactly what Tom Brady is saying.
Right. And again, I know as a fan, I would love to see everybody on the same page and just kind of putting the work in. Hey, even if Matt Ryan is sitting there, Carl, wearing a baseball hat holding a shake weight, you know, I'd still want him around the other guys, you know.
I don't want to see him using the shake
weight. No, I don't want to see that. It's so creepy. But, you know, I'm sorry, bad visual. But, you know, I would like to see everybody in there, all the boats all pulling in the same direction, going the same way.
Yeah.
That's not the way it's going to be. Now, the rookies will be there. And it's funny, by the way, speaking of Matt Ryan, I saw today on Pro Football Talk, you and I talked earlier about the new quarterback's coach who's doing it for the first time. He's a former running back, and he's actually grew up here in Atlanta in Dunwoody. Coach London is now going to be coaching the quarterbacks. And so all he said was about Matt Ryan, quote, he's entering a scheme that he's familiar with, but there's some new nuances to it. We want to make sure he can master some. So that's innocent enough, right?
It
you know
is.
What? Pro Football Talk. Falcons want Matt Ryan to master new nuances in offense.
They switched it up.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of which, real quick sidebar. I had an interview with one of our trade magazines. Well, everything's not a magazine. It's online.
Yeah.
We had a guy from the company on the conference call when I was doing the interview today. And I'm glad he was there because, you know what?
Really?
If I was a player, I wouldn't trust media either. They ask such sneaky questions, trying to goad you.
So wait a minute. So he was there for your protection or their protection?
You got to talk to Sean about this. I mean, I literally, it's an industry magazine.
Did you say anything?
Well, I don't think. He never said anything. I think for all I know, the guy could have been playing Tetris the whole time I was doing this.
He
but
probably was.
Or, yeah, I don't know. He's playing Fortnite. But no, I mean, the guy was on the horn. I was like, I generally, any questions that could have been inflammatory, I kind of like, oh, sidestep that one, olay. But it was funny. So, like, I'm with the players and I'm with media. I mean, I get it. I understand the pushback against media when you see something like that. They need Matt Ryan to master nuances. No, I mean, he's Matt Ryan. He'll figure it out. But that fuels the fire of people who say, uh-oh, new offensive coordinator. Matt Ryan always struggles in the first year, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Right, give me a break. Dude, go become a Bears fan. Stop being a Falcons fan. Here's
Stop
the world
it.
We live in, okay?
Thank you, Chris.
Has nothing to do with what I'm talking about, Chris.
It does. Hey, yes, it does. Yes, it does. Hey, man, by the way,
And now I'm a Matt Ryan apologist. You know, I'm going to get a 2 jersey and have apologists on my back this year. I've never owned a Matt Ryan. I've had one Matt Ryan jersey in, 13, 14 seasons.
He is going to be fine. I mean, I'm saying this. This is just my gut feeling. I know some people are freaking out and afraid, and you wanted to change quarterbacks, and I understand all that.
Right.
Matt's going to be fine. Matt's going to be fine. And the reason why I know that is because I saw the guy that's now in charge turn Ryan Tannehill into a $100 million quarterback, and he wasn't prior to getting to Tennessee. And Tannehill bought in, and so will Matt, because he wants to win. If you want to win, you're going to buy into whatever they're trying to do to make sure that everybody's on the same page. I think he's going to be fine. You know, if you ask me right now, and I need to see, you know, what we're doing in the preseason and all that stuff. But again, he's not going to show everything, but we'll know more as we get closer to camp and all of that, Mike, as far as how we're using our pieces. But somebody asked me, do you really think Matt's going to throw 30 touchdowns? Do you really think he's not?
Yeah, I mean, all we know, guys, I said this to Carl earlier in the show.
In a bad season, Mike, right. He throws 26, 28.
I mean, even that's when he's on his back. And again, now I got guys going, yeah, you guys keep bringing up those sack numbers. Yeah, because they happened. It happened. And look, again, I know my quarterback is not named Lamar Jackson. My quarterback is not named Baker Mayfield or, you know, Patrick Mahomes. He's Matt Ryan. You got to play to his strengths. Do you think there's any coincidence or this correlation that Tom Brady always had good offensive lines in New England?
No.
I mean, you got to go with what you got.
We didn't win anything with Julio. Get over it.
A mental patient. I got to stop. You know what? It's too late for a New Year's resolution. I got to stop losing my mind over this stuff. I sound like you know what? I sound like I really do. I sound like those idiots in New York and Philadelphia and Boston now.
It just makes me laugh.
I mean, I am an idiot. I am an idiot from New York, but I mean, I'm 24 years now in Atlanta. But anyway, hey, real quick, one other nugget. We were talking about what's going on the quarterback front. For what it's worth, I saw this on Twitter, but Rich Eisen's producers put it out there. Rich Eisen says, isn't it interesting, ... you're not hearing anything about Deshaun Watson. And could there be something going on behind the scenes down there? Lawyers who've both been yabbering the whole time haven't said anything in like 2 weeks.
I don't know what to think. I mean, here's the deal. And maybe I'm, you know, naive to it. I haven't heard anything new. I haven't seen anything new. I do think Rich Eisen's on to something, that maybe there is something brewing there. But also, I've been this wait-and-see pattern, this wait-and-see mode, you know? Like,
right.
I didn't expect anything to happen immediately. Remember we had Mike Meltzer on, and Mike was like, look, this thing's going to take a minute. You got multiple cases and women and all this stuff, and I know that it seems like this would be, you know, easy solve or solvable, but it's not. So he was talking about the Houston courts are backed up because of damn storms they had. Okay,
right.
With hurricane storms and flooding and all that. So everything's backed up like a year. And he was saying, even if this went to court, we're still probably a year or so away, maybe even longer.
So
I don't know, man. He may be right. And I hope so, because I'll be honest, I'm ready. I hope this is just me. I'm ready to have Deshaun pass this. Again, I don't want to say that these things didn't happen to these women. I wasn't there. I've claimed that the entire time. I've told you guys I was not in those private moments. But I will say, for the NFL and for me as an NFL fan, I'm hoping he's able to get past it and you know, get back to whatever it is. But I just don't think it'll be with the Texans.
Right. And another thing real quick, we're going to get some NFL news, but we just got in my ear, and I'm Ron Burgundy, and I must tell you what's been told to me in my ear, or I'm not a radio host.
He's been cleared.
Chris said, yeah, DeAndre Hunter is cleared to play, so maybe Nate will use him judiciously tonight, as we're going to see the Russell Westbrook going for another triple-double, and he's going to pass Oscar Robertson, yada, yada. But I'm just glad to see him out there on the floor. Lord, please, knock wood, everything good, because we've had so many false starts with DeAndre Hunter since the initial injury.
Yeah, man. Well, first of all, I hope these next four games, you don't have to play him 38 minutes, guys, by the way.
Right.
Play him, you know, 10, 15, 12, whatever you want to do tonight. Have him play Wednesday. Build him up. Remember, if we are top six, which I think we're going to be, we will get the next week off, the week of the 17th through the 21st. So the NBA playoffs for us wouldn't start to the 22nd. So
that's huge.
Oh, my God. You get him acclimated. You get the rest you need. The only guy that we're missing right now, believe it or not, is Cam Reddish. And I don't think we're seeing Cam. So this is huge for us, as I said, getting in the playoffs and having the ability to use him as a guy that can guard so many different positions. But no reason to rush him, you know, back, Mike. You just play him sparingly, let him get back in the groove, and then you're going to get that week off. That's a week of practice, too, by the way. I know we haven't talked a lot about this.
We're talking about practice.
Yeah, but because of the way things have been this year with the scheduling and COVID and all this stuff, there hasn't been a lot of practices, okay? I mean, very few. And I know that sounds weird. So even like they got a couple of days off this weekend, they got work in, which allowed Hunter to get back on the floor and do some things, which allows him to be ready for tonight. But you're talking about 5 days of real work before the playoffs start. So all of that matters, man. All of it.
Right. Or 5 weeks, 5 days of guys sitting with ice packs on their knees and doing nothing. Either way, I'm with you, brother. Yeah, man, I just can't wait to see what DeAndre can do. We got a chance to be the four seed. DeAndre Hunter is a guy, like, as I said earlier, you know, Randall for the Knicks is a monster. He looks like even bigger on TV. But we need some defensive presence out there to help the other guys, to help Clint Capella. It would be so big. And to get out of the first round, I think this town would be upside down. I think people would really – and those who haven't been paying attention would finally be buying in.
I do too. And I think there's a real opportunity for that to happen because we can shoot the blank out of the ball when we're on. And that's the thing. Will we be on in a seven-game series? All right, Mike, let's get to tonight's game winner.
All right, man, bear with me on this one. Takes a minute to set up. So over the weekend, I told you, Carl, we're going to be planting some trees for more privacy since we have all these looky-loo neighbors that are causing problems with the HOA. So me and Becky, my wife, we argued all weekend about where we're going to plant these five trees. They're about 6 feet tall. They'll grow to be taller. Let's bear with me on this. It's the worst thing my wife could have said to me. She heard stories from my mom and my brother and sister about my dad. She goes, oh, my God, it's like the Progressive commercial. You're your dad. Because apparently I've been getting a pain in the ass about the house. Are you like that at the house?
Big time. Big time.
All right. What do you do when you know you're doing something your parents did? When did you know you've become your mother or father? 404-741-0929. You got anything?
Oh, man. Yes, I do. When did you know? Okay, I'll tell you when we come.
Apparently, I'm obsessed with some nails in the deck, and apparently I need them to be resurfaced. And my wife says, you've become your father. It's Star Wars. That's tonight's game winner. When did you become your dad?
And the winner is...
Time to take the game winner on Dukes and Bell. Your last chance to sound off on today's show. So don't stink. Call now, 404-741-0929. Today's question.
Yeah, Carl, it is the Progressive ad, right? Where the guy's trying to teach you not to become your parents.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I was using the app. Was I hashtagging? Anyway, but yeah, over the weekend, Becky finally just snapped. And she goes, you know, it's the stuff your brother and your sister talk about your dad. You're doing it now. So apparently I have become a guy, Carl, who never gave a crap about anything. The most obsessive homeowner, apparently, in Coweta County.
Well, I understand. And I think these things, they happen without your knowledge. They just kind of evolve. Right. And the next thing you know, you sound like your dad. You're speaking the same phrases and you're doing the same thing.
I mean, when I was a kid, my dad made me mow the lawn. I was the cheap labor force, you know, sure. Paid by allowance. I think it was like $5 a week. But I mean, I mowed the lawn like every five days. And my old man, my friend Munson, used to joke around. My dad had all the blades of grass numbered. Like, uh-oh, you're uneven in quadrant 4, section 5, blade 1,605. And now I've become that guy. Every day I get up I come back from the gym today. I notice a patch of my grass is not growing. I get the seed out. And I get the garden weasel. And I'm garden weaseling. Where did this happen? My wife is right. I've become my father. What's it with you at your house?
Well, I mean, listen, I unfortunately have been this guy for a while, and it just makes me laugh that you're becoming this guy because, again, if you knew Mike Bell back when, you would have never thought that this was even possible. But here's the deal. I became my dad when I started realizing every time something happened, and I could go, and my dad, he was amazing. He could fix anything. Like, seriously. He was a handyman around the house. Could take a car apart and put it back together in a weekend. He was that kind of guy. So, growing up around it, here was what I heard all the time. Boy, I can do it myself. Because he wasn't going to spend any money. So, he was always like, boy, I can fix that house myself. I can fix that car. So, when I got our first house together, I was like...
Right.
Baby, I can fix that myself. And I couldn't fix Jack. But honestly, I thought I could because that's how I grew up. And that's when I realized I'm turning into my dad. Oh, I can fix that. I'd screw it up, and then Mike, I'd have to make a phone call to have somebody fix it.
Get over it. A year ago, smoking a cigar, 26 stories up in Midtown. Now I'm digging holes to plant thuja trees. All right, let's see what we got. When did you become your dad? Was there a moment in time? You're on the radio, bud. What you got tonight?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Okay, I didn't grow up with a father, but I knew I was turned into my mother when I always heard her say it as a kid, that when I was a kid, you call that music? There's no creativity there. What is that? And here I am doing the exact same thing. What the hell is that I'm listening to?
That's true. It all sounds the same. That's what my mom used to say. Right. It all sounds the same. And you go, no, it doesn't, Mom. These guys got different lyrics. They all saying the yappity-yap. It sounds the same.
It's true. That's a great example. All right, we're off and running. It's brought to you by our Dukes and Bell Hey Man Ale now with our Watermelon Lime Blonde Ale. Hey, man, when'd you know you became your mom or dad?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I've turned into my dad after I got married and started having kids. and coming home, and the lights will be on all over the house. And I'm like, do y'all know how much the electricity bill is? Turn the lights off if you're not in the room.
That's another good one. Everybody leaves lights on. I'm like, you don't pay the bill. Why you got the? Why do you have the bathroom, your room, the other room? What are you even doing in the other room? Why is the light on and why does it stay on all the time? That is a great example.
I mean, Becky will watch TV while she's working on the computer and the TV's behind her. And I'll come in, turn the TV off. Why are you turning the TV off? I go, you're wasting. Again, another example. You're on the radio, bro. What do you got for us? When did you become your mom or dad?
Yeah, I knew I became my dad when I started having an affair with my secretary.
Okay. Now, that's funny. Sorry, that made me laugh. That's funny. I'm sorry. I mean, sometimes the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, Carl.
Yeah, hey, man, you know.
I mean, we talked about the Tiger Woods documentary, right? I mean, in some cases, it is what it is.
It is. If that's what, you know, you compare to turning into your dad, so be it.
I mean, unorthodox, yes, but yet he identified the situation. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. When did you know you were turning into your parents? Much like the progressive man. What you got?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
When I grew up, me and my brother used to think that it was so gross that our dad ate canned meat products like Spam. Mm. Now, I'm always looking, buying the sausages, potted meat, even treat meat is a delicacy.
It's a delicacy.
It's a delicacy. I presume convenience as far as the preparation. I don't know, but there you go. Hey, man, we're covering all the bases tonight. I've become my dad. When did you know you became your mom or dad?
Hey, man. Hey, I became my dad when I had my own kids, and I started doing things like, you think your room is clean? And what is this wet towel doing on your bed? And
It's so true. I told my wife the other day, I said, it's driving me crazy. Her room's a mess. Talking about my daughter. And my wife says, she's a straight-A student. Should I know? But it's driving me crazy. Like, I just want her to, like, clean it. Like, and I don't want to go in there and just raise hell. And lo and behold, she did it on her own over the weekend, literally cleaned everything up. And it's not all the time, Mike. But, you know, if you have teenage kids, you guys know they just put stuff everywhere, to his point. Why are your shoes in my room? I don't understand this. That's when you turn into your dad.
Hey, man, when did you know? When did you know? You're on the radio, brother. What you got for us?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
When I come home from work and I see that the kids have dishes all in the sink and stuff all in the kitchen not put away, oh, man, I have a fit. And that's the same way my parents were.
See, there you go. Is it
in the kitchen?
Yeah, dishes in the kitchen all over the place. Is it unavoidable? I mean, is it something that Freud would have taught us? I mean, literally, it's inescapable. You will become your parents.
It is unavoidable. I think, and here's the thing. I hope, but now speaking of Freud, we're about to be, here's some psycho stuff, please, some psychoanalysis stuff. I hope that it's the best parts of your parents.
Right.
That's what I hope. Because as you get older, you realize the best parts are the funny parts, and that's what makes you laugh about it.
Well, so far, it's the anal retentive part of my dad, which Becky does not seem to enjoy, because apparently I've talked about privacy and where we're planting the trees, according to Becky, 2,000 times, Carl. That's just over the weekend. Chris, Chris, you're only seeing me as a homeowner. Carl can tell you. Irresponsibility was on my business card. This is not what I'm normally like.
No.
So before we would have gone out till 3 a.m., now you're having a beer and a nap by 5 p.m. That's what I understand.
Oh, are you kidding me? I mean, on Saturday? Saturday? Becky's, by 9 o'clock, Becky's already snoring on the couch. I look at the dog. I'm like, dog, I'm like, Ike, you want to go out and pee? Okay. That's it. I mean, 10 o'clock, I might as well just go to bed. I might as well become Amish moving down here. But anyway, home sweet home. Those progressive ads are on point, man. I'm living it right now, brother.
I hear you, man. Appreciate all the phone calls. Great stuff. You guys can relate to that, right? I mean, that's why it's like, oh, my God. Hey, we're coming back. We'll wrap things up, clear our throats, tell you what's coming up, and get you ready for the Hawks next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.